Hi, it's Tracy Thomas, and this is another episode of The Stacks Unabridged. That is our subscriber exclusive podcast. It is only for the folks in the Stacks pack or now folks who subscribe to my Substack called Unstacked. On today's episode, we are doing a fun little Ask Me Anything. I solicited questions from y'all on Substack, Patreon, the Stacks pack, Discord, and Instagram, and I'm answering your questions. Oh, and my co-host slash interviewer, the person asking your questions, is my lovely husband, Mr. Stacks. If you listen to this episode and you get about 10, 15 minutes in and it cuts out, that means you're not actually a member of the Stacks pack or subscribed to Unstacked. So what you need to do is go to one of those two places and join. If you want writing about books, my thinking on pop culture, sports, media, all of that, Unstacked is the place for you. Go to tracythomas.substack.com. If you're looking for a community to do book club with, chat about the books you're reading, get in depth about what's going on in the literary world, Patreon is your place. Go to patreon.com/thestacks. You can join both. You can join one. It's really up to you. Okay, enough from me. Let's get into this Ask Me Anything. Y'all had some really great questions. A few of you stumped me, so I'm really excited for you to hear. Okay, everybody. It's the Stacks Unabridged. You know the vibes. It's an Ask Me Anything. So I collected questions from all of you on the Substack. Hey, Substackers. On the Stacks Pack from Patreon, my OG homies, on Instagram, and one other place? Oh, on the Discord for the Stacks Pack. Duh. Anyways, so I collected all those questions, but you all know how much I hate talking to myself. So I brought in a special guest slash the only person I could make do this on last minute notice, Mr. Stacks.
Yeah. That's me.
Okay. Here we are. That's Mr. Stacks. For those of you who don't know, that's my husband.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
So what we did is I pulled together all these questions and then he's going to read them. So I have seen them, but I don't know which ones he's going to do. He's going to do as many as we can do in the amount of time that we have. And I now relinquish my hosting duties for at least a little bit unless things get off the rails.
All righty. Let's just get right into it. Do you have any disclaimers or anything?
No.
Okay. First one from Talia. Now that you have a podcast dedicated to books, how do you distinguish what you read for pleasure versus what you read for the Stacks?
Okay. You know, that's such a good question because I don't have really clear delineations on that. Everything that I read sort of becomes for work in a lot of ways because I review everything that I read on my Instagram page and anything that I read that is really exciting to me, I will try if I can to get the guest on the show or maybe, you know, talk about it in some way. Maybe I write about it in my column. So I think as far as like what is for work and what isn't, everything is up for grabs. But a lot of times I will pick up a book that I have no obligation to and just read that. And that's like for fun. Like I consider that for fun. But sometimes if it's really good, it turns into for work.
Do you have any examples of for fun?
That's turned into for work?
Yeah.
Probably one of the more recent, like famous examples would be We Were Once a Family. I read that book first. I loved it so much. I reached out to Roxana Asgaryan's team. But it happens a lot. I would say like when I'm putting together the show, 50% of what I book on the show, I sort of know that I want to read for the show. And then maybe like 65%. And then the remaining 35%, this is a math podcast, I would say comes to me throughout the year. So definitely We Were Once a Family was one of those. I feel like we just had one. Oh, like The Unclaimed. That one is one that most recently I wasn't sure if I wanted to do on the show. I knew I wanted to read the book. I was really excited about it, but I read it with no pressure. Because I also, sometimes when I read something knowing it's for the show, it puts a lot of pressure on the book. So I prefer if I have the time to read things and then reach out. But that gets complicated because sometimes I have to do that before the book comes out and I'm reading for other things for the show. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Christiana, What is your podcast origin story? And how do you measure / celebrate your successes?
Ooh, Christiana, you must be new here. Welcome. I feel like I tell this story all the time, but I'm excited to tell it again because I personally love this story. Here we go. I used to read a ton when I lived in New York. I used to read a ton. Mr. Stacks lived in the Bronx. I lived in the financial district. That is a long commute. It's a long distance relationship. So I used to read a lot on the subway. When we moved to LA in 2012, I basically stopped reading. I read like maybe 2 or 3 books a year. And then in 2016, I was like, I'm going to read more books. So I set a goal to read 12 books that year. I read 12 books. I think I finished the 12th book on like December 29th and was like doing a happy dance in my house. And I took a picture and I posted it on Instagram. The next year, I was like, I'm going to read 13 books. I ended up reading 24 books. And in that year, I read this book called Blood in the Water by Heather Ann Thompson about the Attica prison uprising. And I wanted to talk about that book, and nobody that I knew had really talked about, nobody that I knew really knew anything about the book or had like any, my mom like didn't really remember it because we're from California. So I was like, let me go see if I can find a podcast that talks about this book. And there were 2 podcasts. One was, I can never remember. It was like The New Yorker. And they were talking about it in that like really smart way that The New Yorker does that makes you feel like a fucking idiot.
The worst.
Yeah, the worst. And then the other podcast was like a law podcast. So they were talking about all the legalities of the case. And neither of those conversations were like what I was looking for. And so I was like, oh, I could start a podcast and talk about the books I want to talk about in the way I want to talk about them. And so I reached out to some of my friends who I was like, oh, these people probably could talk about books with me. Because the truth is, I did not know if I was going to be able to talk about books. So my first guest was a friend of mine named Dallas, who is an English teacher. So I was like, let me have Dallas come on because he'll know how to talk about books. And my second guest was my sister-in-law. And she's a she at the time was a PhD candidate in ethnic studies. Now she's a full professor, or now she's a professor, assistant professor. I don't know. Anyway, she has her PhD. So I had all these people come on, and it was all my friends and people I knew. And I remember in the very beginning, I wrote a list of like who I would want to come on the show. And I remember thinking, wouldn't it be so cool if like authors came on the podcast, which of course now feels silly and naive, but also very sweet. So that's the origin story. So the show ended up starting in 2018.
And then how do you measure or celebrate your successes?
Ooh, cupcakes usually. Mr. Stacks is really good about getting me cupcakes when I do good things or like when I'm proud of things. And also I usually just am really excited and I tell everybody in my life like, oh my God, this exciting thing's coming. But sometimes it sucks because I do have to keep things secret. Like, for example, I knew that I was going to get Angelina Jolie on the podcast for like months, but I didn't know when for sure, but I knew it was like an option. And then I knew we recorded it in like October or something, but we couldn't release it until December. So like that kind of thing really sucked because I had to like sit on that exciting thing. And by the time the thing came out, I like had kind of forgotten about it. But I'm sure at the time we celebrated. It's usually cupcakes from Susie Cakes.
Yeah. Next, Giles. Very, very interesting question. Who's an author you read in high school and absolutely hated, yet today you have great respect for or even enjoy their writing?
Okay, this is a really good question for a different kind of person because anybody I hated in high school, I don't think I've revisited. I did not like The Great Gatsby. I've never reread it. I did not like The Awakening by like the Chopin. One of the Chopin sisters did not reread it. I did not like To Kill a Mockingbird, never revisited. I liked Shakespeare. I have since revisited many times.
Many times.
The one that I remember not really liking in high school, but I didn't chalk it up to not liking the author, but I sort of was just like, I don't really care about this, but it's probably just taught badly, that I do want to revisit is The Color Purple by Alice Walker. That being said, I hate the musical and I did not care for the movie musical either. So I also sort of feel like I might just not like that book that much or like that story. So I do really want to revisit it just to see if I like it again. But I can tell you who I read in high school for the first time, who I still love deeply. And that is John Krakauer. I read John Krakauer in earth science class my senior year. My teacher had a list, Mr. Tyler, he had a list of books that you could read as extra credit, for extra credit. there was like a bunch of extra credit things you could do. You could go on an extra hike, or like you could, like, I don't know, look at a bird or something, or you could read these like science specific books. And one of the books was Into the Wild or Into Thin Air. Mm. And I picked it up and I read it in like 5 seconds and was like, this is so unbelievable. What is this book? So then I also read Into the Wild for extra credit. Did not like it as much. And then I had to wait until I think Under the Banner of Heaven came out, maybe when I was in college, and I read that, and then had to wait again and bought the hard copy of the Pat Tillman book, Where Men Win Glory. And then I had to wait again to get Missoula. I love him so much. He is my white whale on this podcast. He is like the one guest who I think that I should be able to get that I've not been able to get on the show. He doesn't like to do interviews, but he's the one, you know, obviously Barack and Michelle and Oprah are like the tip top of the list. But as far as like authors who I think should like be relatively accessible to me, he's the one. So I'm hoping he writes something.
Does he round out the Mount Rushmore?
Of books, of authors?
Yeah, because he said three obvious, and then does he...
No, that would be the Mount Rushmore of guests I'd want to have.
Right.
I don't, like, I wouldn't put Barack or Michelle or Oprah on my Mount Rushmore of best authors.
No, I'm saying for who you want to interview.
Oh, sure. I think that's who's left from like the original list. I there might be people, like there are people who have been added since I started the show that I really wanted to interview that I've been able to interview. But like, I didn't even know who Jesmyn Ward was when I started the show.
Well, and your boy, Columbine.
Dave Cullen, I had him on. So he's crossed off the list. He was on the original list, but he's crossed off.
That was cool.
Tommy Orange, I got to have him on the show this year. He wasn't on the original list because his book hadn't come out yet. But like, as soon as I read There, he went on the running list. All right. That is the end of this bonus teaser. If you were liking what you were hearing, you can listen to the entire episode by going to either patreon.com/thestacks and joining the Stacks Pack, getting access to the Discord, being able to participate in our virtual book club, and or you can go to tracythomas.substack.com and subscribe to Unstacked, where you're going to get my writing about books, pop culture. You're going to get other exclusive author interviews, and of course, these bonus episodes. So go to one of those two places, join us, get to hear the rest of this episode, and support the work that I do by being a part of these wonderful communities. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the stacks.